let's head to the KRDO newsline now as a ship carrying grain intended for Ethiopia leaving Ukraine, while another is MIA. We're joined by ABC News correspondent Inez de la Quatera from Paris as we're finally starting to see some of these shipments coming in with some much-needed food sources from Ukraine despite the conflict going on. Inez, what's the latest as far as the efforts to try and help get the global food supply back up and running?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so you'll remember there was a Russian blockade because of the war that was preventing Ukrainian grain exports from leaving Ukraine. That resulted in a global food crisis because a lot of countries in the Middle East and Africa are heavily reliant on Ukraine for things like wheat or corn, for instance. So the UN eventually stepped in. The UN helped broker a deal between Russia and Ukraine known as the Black Sea Initiative that allowed for essentially the safe passage of ships to and from Ukraine so that these shipments could resume. The concern here was that as this grain was just sitting in silos in Ukrainian ports, its quality was deteriorating and that it was eventually going to go to waste. So they did manage to broker a deal. Shipments have resumed. The first ship left Ukraine roughly a couple weeks ago. So this was the so-called Rezoni ship that was loaded with tens of thousands of tons of corn. We knew that ship was headed to Lebanon, but we did recently find out that the buyer in Lebanon had turned away that shipment, citing quality concerns. And then the ship, so it was a bit of a weird twist. The ship actually went off the radar. Its transponder was turned off, so we didn't actually know where the ship was going. And we did find out overnight that the ship had turned up in Syria, so presumably that corn will be sold to Syria. And then on the flip side, we also, this morning, the first ship headed to Africa also set sail. So this is the so-called Brave Commander ship, which is a ship that was chartered by the UN. It is loaded with wheat, and it will be headed to Ethiopia.
And as you mentioned that, you know, the first shipment was turned away due to some quality concerns. Obviously, Ukraine definitely undergoing a lot right now. And is there enough to kind of get that quality back up and running once they maybe work through the stockpile and get some of the normal exports going despite, you know, fighting off Russian incursion and everything else that's currently plaguing that nation?
Yes, I mean, Ukraine is expressing optimism. They are hopeful that they can, you know, revert to, that they can get one more shipments out. So you had Ukraine's deputy infrastructure minister saying that Ukraine had received applications for 30 ships to come into Ukraine in the next 2 weeks, so as to export grain. And he is also saying that Ukraine can export 3 million tons of grain from its ports in September, and that in the future it should be able to export 4 million tons a month. So they are hoping to really get this trade going again. The concern here is that this deal that was brokered by the UN is very fragile. You know, in this case, even if we're talking about just 30 ships in the next 2 weeks, that's not that many. And it would really only take, you know, one ship getting hit. This is very much so the UN brokered deal allows for a safe passage in the Black Sea for these ships to get to and from Ukraine. But it really just takes one ship getting hit. We're still in the middle of a war zone. And it takes one ship getting hit for this deal to end. So it's a fragile deal and lots of concerns that it might not hold up for as long as it needs to help this global food crisis. And there are even, I should point out, experts who say that even with these shipments resuming, it's just not going to be enough to resolve this food crisis.
And this may be difficult to answer, but what do the analysts say about why Russia, which is, some might say, you know, just bringing on a world of hurts and suffering on their Ukraine neighbors as they do this invasion, why are they cooperating in this sense in a humanitarian mission?
Yeah, so I mean, you do have some who argue that it's because Russia is being pressured by some of these countries in the Middle East that are lobbying Russia to do something so that they can feed their people. So, countries like Egypt, we know we're in talk with Russia, Syria as well. And in fact, the irony of one of these, the Rezoni, the first ship that set sail from Ukraine, that ship, which got turned away from Lebanon and ended up in Syria, part of the irony there was that this corn is not going to be sold to Syria. And Ukraine had accused Syria of buying grain that Ukraine says was stolen from Ukraine by the Russia by the Russians. Syria had bought that grain from the Russians. So I think part of the reason Russia has been open to, allowing for the safe passageway of certain ships is because you're seeing countries like Syria and Egypt asking Russia to do something because the situation is so dire in those countries.
Mm-hmm. And while that is laudable, it does then put those countries more, in a sense, indebted to Russia, and that might shift alliances somewhat too. Inez de la Quatera, a very complicated situation, but thank you for bringing us those details.
Thanks for having me.